Last night, this happened.
Big Brother won the first season!
And what a twist! I would never have thought. I had you guys so fooled!
Cody Simpson's sister, Ali Simpson. Oh, Husey, she was revealed. How big?
Yeah, I didn't believe it either, so I had to, you know, I wanted her to be DNA tested to see if it really was her, so.
I mean,
you can't do that.
My brother and I still, I mean, we've been out of high school for close to a decade now, but my brother and I still bring up that I got half a point more than him in the final VCE, like the ATAR score, New South Wales. I can imagine Cody and Ali Simpson, this will be brought up many a time because Cody obviously won season one. I can imagine he was straight on the text being like, you suck!
Exactly. So, I mean, does Cody, does Ali get to go out with, who did he go out with? Miley Cyrus, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Cody dated Miley and Ali dated Conrad Sewell. It was a whole thing.
Just as big.
I love Conrad Sewell.
Same.
But, you know, maybe Ali can date Billy Ray Cyrus now.
So, there's a big age gap there.
But
consolation
prize. He's probably married. No, come on. Achy, breaky heart. So, yeah, no, she was great. What a superstar. You know, she's got a million Instagram followers, guys. We can only dream of that. I certainly can.
How many have you got? You must be pushing that.
I ran out of steam about 250,000, so I'm on a slow decline now, to be honest. So, and I can't get my TikTok going, guys. I don't know if you've been able to generate any TikTok followers, but it's really
TikTok,
not happening
isn't
for
it?
Me.
TikTok's so tough.
It's mild noodly or it's dancing cutesy.
I know, and my son's into it. My 12-year-old son's just got TikTok, so...
Yeah?
And, the only time I... Yes, but every now and again a video of mine comes up, apparently. So he says, you were on TikTok. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
But if you're 19, you're too old, Husey. Like, it's tough on TikTok.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, look, mate, I know. There's got to be something. I need an over-50s dudes. Dudes for it. No,
are you sure you want to be on there, Husey?
Now, mate, tell us about the Macy Gray controversy. What the heck went behind the scenes? There. She didn't want to leave the show?
No, that is a true story, and Channel 10 haven't shut me down from telling it, so I'll tell it again, all right? So,
please do.
We were waiting, because there's a time between when you take it off, and they turn around to take their head off, then what happens in real life is that they shut down the studio, they get everyone out, including everyone who's not the main cast, and they sweep for bugs. They really do. Like it's, you know, the UN on some... Yes, they do. And so between that time and when they come back and their head actually comes off is normally about half an hour. For Macy, it was a couple of hours. And we're like, what is going on here?
You want to go home.
And we found out there was a discussion. She was having a discussion with the producers because she wanted to stay on the show. So, and fair enough. She's a big star. She loved the show. She'd flown from America and she'd want to go home. But they eventually said, no, this is how the show works. You've got to go. So, yeah, that was... True story. And good on her. Good on her for wanting to stay on the show.
Why didn't she want to go? Because she just wanted to win? Or like she didn't
think
it was fair?
I don't know. I can't speak for her, but I'll try. She probably thought, I must be the biggest star on this show.
Yeah,
what the hell's going on?
Well, so, look, I... Is she? Because now we're seeing rumours that Anastasia is behind the vampire head.
No.
I'm personally a huge Anastasia fan.
Aren't you?
Left outside alone. I mean, I love Macy Gray, but if Anastasia is behind the vampire, no offence, Mace, I think Anastasia's got you there.
Yeah. I have to...
I mean, you can't comment to that, but I was just putting it out there. I think that's very exciting if you've got Anastasia with her little blue glasses. Remember the blue glasses?
Husey?
You're just going to have to watch the show.
I'll just play Anastasia.
Please do.
Okay, so it could be Anastasia. We don't know.
Yeah. That's why the producers weren't keen to keep Macy, because it's like we've got a bigger star than you.
But
it's
fine. Husey, I feel like they've leveled up the stars a bit this year.
Look, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So far, we haven't had any place getters from a reality singing show so far. So.
and even the reality people that you have had, like the duster, George Kalambaras, at least he was the judge on a reality show, you know?
Yeah, no, George Kalambaras was an absolute ripper. That's the joy of the show is when people you don't think can sing at all... get revealed. People like George. And what better way to re-enter public life than be inside some weird duster costume?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. It's the word rebirth, isn't it?
That's the comeback method from now on for everybody.
And Hughesy, when Carl Sandilands made a sort of one episode debut with the teddy bear, it was like a surprise guest and he came out, were you sort of like, oh, can you just off? You know, this is my territory.
No, guys, we can't start a feud. News.com told Kyle yesterday that I'd said something about him, which I hadn't said.
Oh, right.
And he called me an asshole. But he's relying on words that I didn't say. It was just so. Look, Kyle sang very well. He moved very well. He did a great job. And I need him to reply to my text, Kyle. I'll text you.
It's 2021. We've got bigger fish to fry than radio feuds, okay? Yeah, we've got our focus elsewhere.
The Masked Singer continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Hughesy, always great to chat, mate.
Good idea, legends.